The DA has argued in public protector Busiwe Mkhwebane's court case to fight her suspension that the Palapala matter cannot be allowed to obscure the suspension.
The DA has been sharply critical of the President's conduct with relation to Palapala and has called for parliamentary investigation. So I hold no brief for the President. But the DA's position is to say that the Palapala issue, as serious as it is, cannot be allowed to obscure Advocate Mkhwebane's wrongdoing and the need for her to be suspended and the fact that her suspension was lawful. So I will ask you not to ask the question whether Palapala matters or not. Of course it matters. But the fact that it matters doesn't mean that Advocate Mkhwebane was unlawfully suspended. The two things just don't follow.
Mkhwebane's case is being heard by the Western Cape High Court. Parliament has also started with her impeachment inquiry, but has paused for some time while she fights in court. On Monday, Dali Mpofu, who represents Mkhwebane, said the proceedings in Parliament were not in line with the law. On Tuesday afternoon, the DA listed the chronological order of the events of Mkhwebane's suspension and argued that the President was doing his job.
The President initiates these proceedings, suspension proceedings, on the 17th of March. That is almost 3 months before anyone in this room has ever heard of Palapala. The public protector makes her submissions on the 26th of May 2022. Whether by coincidence, whether by design, whether by fate, on the 1st of June 2022, Arthur Fraser lays his complaint at the police station about Palapala. On the 3rd of June, 2 days later, with remarkable speed, the ATM writes to the public protector and says, please investigate. And 4 days later, on the 7th of June, again with remarkable speed, the public protector sends a list of 31 questions to the President. If I had told you, absent any mention of Palapala, my lords, that the President had taken from the 26th of May, when he got the submissions, until the 9th of June to make his decision, you would have said, that is unremarkable, it is not a delay, it is not rushed, it is doing what any good president would. He's considered the submissions for 2.5 weeks, and he's acted expeditiously but thoughtfully. But what the elephant in the room is that merely because of an intervening event, which nobody knew about when this process started on the 17th of March, which nobody knew about on the 26th of May, where Arthur Fraser lodges that complaint, on the 1st of June, the ATM responds with speed, the PP responds with speed. Now we are told that this suspension is purely retaliatory. It is purely an attempt by the President to get rid of the public protector off the investigation. Even though we know that the investigation continues, even though we know that the Deputy Public Protector refused to give the President an extension and said she was going to subpoena him, even though there's nothing in these papers to question the integrity or the credibility of the Deputy Public Protector, you are asked to say that this suspension was a suspension decision taken by the President purely for purposes of retaliation. That is an inference and a conclusion that you, with respect, simply cannot draw from these papers.
The case is ongoing. For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.